Bella watched the door latch rise and the door swing slowly inward. Bryony entered, tongue sticking from one side of her mouth as she balanced the tray she was carrying. The ancient silver badger beamed fondly at her friend.
What a good little mouse maid you are, bringing noontide tea to a helpless old fogey like myself.
Setting the tray down, Bryony arranged the old badger's shawl snugly about her huge shoulders and opened the window to let in a breath of fresh summer air. She poured tea for them both and set out the rest of the food. Then she perched up on the arm of Bella's chair. The ancient sipped tea, watching Bryony over the top of her tiny spectacles.
So, my friend,
she said,
what's troubling your little heart?
Oh, this and that. Bella, have you been good all your life?
The badger's chuckle sounded like a deep rumble.
Bless you, no. Sometimes I've been quite naughty. Like now, piling all this damson jam and cream onto one scone. Shame on me.
Bryony laughed as she watched the scone vanish in two bites. Wiping cream and preserve from Bella's lip, the mouse maid continued.
What I mean to say is, do you think any beast could be naughty all the time and never be good at all?
Bella took another sip of tea.
Ah, that's the difference, pretty one. Most creatures can be good most of their life, and naughty sometimes, just like you and me. Others are good and never naughty, like Abbess Merriam. But then there are the other kind, those beasts who never do good, because they don't know how to and won't listen to any advice from good beasts. Naughtiness can grow and grow like a marsh weed until it turns to badness. Then if it continues, there is only one name for it, evil.
Bryony put aside her scone and tea.
Have you ever known an evil beast? And if you did, well, did they change and become good beasts?
The old badger shook her head.
Questions, questions. Why all the questions, my little flower? You should be out in the sunlight, enjoying your seasons with the other young red wallers. Wait, let me guess. Do you know some beast who is evil? Is that why you ask me?
Bryony got down from the arm of the chair.
No, Bella, I don't know any beast who is evil. A little naughty, maybe, but not bad or evil. I think that others can drive a creature to naughtiness, always accusing and blaming them. After a while, it must make the creature unhappy and drive him, or her, to be naughty because nobody expects them to be good. That's what I think.
A heavy paw descended gently on Bryony's shoulder.
I think we both know the creature you were talking about, little one. Maybe it is the fault of Merriam and myself for accepting such a one into our abbey.
The mouse maid began fussing with the shawl and plumping up cushions around her friend.
You're wrong, Bella. I know you're old and very wise, but you're wrong. I don't know who you're talking about. Time for your afternoon nap, Mom. Shall I leave the window open?